This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 389. Does it help to be desperate? And should you learn programming? Yes. Both by Derek Sivers of Sivers. That's SIVE.RS. And hi there. Welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily. My name is Dan, and I'm here every single day reading to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship. And today we have not one, but two posts from Derek Sivers, and I'm going to share more about Derek after the reading. But for now, let's get right to the first post and start optimizing your life. Does it help to be desperate? By Derek Sivers of Sivers, SIVE.RS. I'd always felt it was best to never be desperate. Confidence comes from knowing you have many options. But reading the autobiography of Richard Branson, the founder of Virgin, it was clear his entire career was driven by a self-created desperation. He would always sweet-talk the bank into giving him a large loan to take on an ambitious new venture. Then he'd stay deep in debt past the final hour, always to the brink of getting repossessed, and use that do-or-die desperation to take an even more ambitious gamble, somehow coming out ahead. Just enough to pay off the loan, then do it again with something even more ambitious. Here are some examples. 1. When he was only 21, running Virgin Records and Tapes, his little record shop in Notting Hill, he thought what rock stars needed was a big, comfortable house in the country where a band could come in and stay for weeks at a time and record whenever they felt like it. So he drove out to the countryside, looking at ads, found a 15-bedroom manor that had been on the market a long time, and was able to make a great deal for £30,000. He had no money himself, but borrowed a little from his family and then showed the bank his business receipts and got a loan. He turned it into a successful recording studio. 2. Virgin had a hit record, and though its success was enough to pay off past debts, he didn't have much profit left for himself. When he was 28, he took a vacation and fell in love with this island, which is linked in the post, that was for sale for £5 million. Through negotiation and luck, he was able to buy it for $180,000, but the government required that he turn it into a resort within 5 years at a cost of about $10 million, or the ownership would revert back to the government. He said, quote, "I was determined to make the money to be able to afford it," end quote. And for the next few years, he was always pushing down to the wire to come up with the money to do so. 3. During that time, Virgin Records hadn't had a hit record in years and was broke. His business partner said they had no option but to cut costs and drop artists. Richard says, quote, "I have always believed that the only way to cope with a cash crisis is not to contract, but try to expand out of it," end quote. So he decided to go deeper into debt, borrowed $1 million, signed Phil Collins, Human League, and bought 2 nightclubs. All were successful and made Virgin profitable again. And 4. Only 2 years later, he started an airline against everyone's warnings, which was so deeply in debt for so many years that it almost destroyed his other companies. He ended up having to sell Virgin Records to keep the airline from going under. But again, this sense of danger, desperation, and deep debt fueled his next 10 years of ambitious expansion. So here I am reading this, impressed but confused. I'm frugal. I avoid debt. I save most of my income and never spend more than I earn. Because of this, I'm comfortable. Is this the wrong approach? Could it actually help to be desperate? Could that drive us to new heights out of necessity? On the other hand, haven't we all seen smart people do dumb things when desperate, like signing bad deals or stealing? So what's the difference? Should you learn programming? Yes. By Derek Sivers of Sivers. That's SIVE.RS. When I was 14 years old, my guitar teacher told me something important. He said, "You need to learn to sing. Because if you don't, you're always going to be at the mercy of some asshole singer." His point was about self-reliance. If you ever have any ideas, whether for songs or apps, you need to have some basic skills to turn those ideas into reality. One of the most common things I hear from aspiring entrepreneurs is, "I have this idea for an app or site, but I'm not technical, so I need to find someone who can make it for me." I point them to my advice about how to hire a programmer, but most programmers are already busy and expensive. Imagine if someone said, "I have this idea for a song, but I'm not musical, so I need to find someone who will write, perform, and record it for me." You'd probably advise them to just learn enough guitar or piano so they can play their song. It's like learning to drive or make dinner. You only need to learn enough so you're not helpless. So, yes, you should learn some programming. Basic HTML, CSS, and JavaScript are enough to start. I recommend headfirst HTML and CSS first, then headfirst HTML5 programming. Those are very fun, visual books where you need to see the detailed illustrations, so get the paper book or PDF. If you prefer a course and community, use Free Code Camp. Ideally, do those books and this course at the same time to really reinforce what you're learning. You could go through those books or courses in a few weeks and you'd already know as much as half of the people that call themselves web developers. It's a really amazing feeling. The mystery is lifted. You'll look at all websites in a new way. You'll understand what's going on behind the scenes. You'll know how to do it yourself. It's really empowering. It's definitely been the most rewarding thing I've ever learned. You just listened to the posts titled, Does It Help to Be Desperate? And Should You Learn Programming? Yes. Both by Derek Sivers of Sivers. That's SIVE.RS. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Derek for letting us share his work today. He is a musician and programmer who created the popular website CD Baby, where independent musicians can sell their CDs online and even have their music submitted online to Apple Music, Spotify, and more. Around 10 years ago, owning the entire company, he sold it to disc makers for $22 million, putting most of it away into an organization he created called the Independent Musicians Charitable Trust, which will fund music education after he passes away. He's a super unique guy, a TEDx speaker, and popular writer with some great books like Anything You Want. Definitely worth checking those out. So come by his site, which is just his last name with a dot in it. That's Sivers, spelled SIVE.RS. But that's going to do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day and that you'll be back with me here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.